Blog Talk Radio.
Where do they body wine? Where do they sweet grind? Say we can't find.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts really on today. Thank you so much for listening to and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT hyphen Beth. And 714-409-0614 is the number to call in, because Wednesdays are usually a day to talk of matters of the heart, from dating, love, lust, marriage, divorce, just anything pertaining to topics of the heart, love, and life. So it's springtime. Springtime is here. So feel free to call in and share, like, your favorite things to do, from being single to if you're a happy married couple, or a couple trying to stay together or whatever, single to a couple, to couples, what are fun things to do in the springtime? Last year around this time, did shows on good places and fun places and things for singles to do, for couples to do. Probably about a month ago, did a show on spring is in, you know, love is in the air, it's springtime. Springtime is just the time when people fall in love and are in like, at least. But, you know, what are some fun springtime dating suggestions and tips for not only singles but couples, married couples or couples who, you know, just, you know, been together a long time? You know, what are some fun things to do or fun places to go? I know it's good to go on staycations, and then it's also good to travel away from where you stay. But just, you know, fun tips, if it's going to the park or shopping together or going out to eat, but just fun things, especially in the springtime. There's different things to do in different seasons. And I just figured, you know, to keep it just fun and lighthearted, I invited my cousin back, and she said she would be back. So I think she is joining us to share her perspective also on love and life and just, you know, other things. And we have a blast with her on Monday. And on Friday, remember, my dear friend, my longtime friend, my former schoolmate, business professional, Mr. Kevin Dorsey, is scheduled to be a guest on Friday, along with his cousin and business partner, Mr. Ted Anderson. They are opening a new car dealership in the Jackson metro area within the next 2 months called Fairway Auto Sales. So they're coming to, you know, talk with us on Sports Friday edition of Club Shark Entertainment Report. Maybe my friend, my dear friend who's based in Dallas-Fort Worth, Rich Roughneck, you know, he usually joins me maybe every other Friday. So he might join us on Friday. By Rich and I growing up together, of course, he does know Mr. Kevin Dorsey also. So, but we only have 30 to 45 minutes, so we're going to talk business and most definitely sports and what's happening in sports. There's still a lot of sports news that I won't go into today because we'll talk about that on Friday. But do not miss it. Kevin is also a former professional tennis player, so we're just going to have a blast. He and I spent a little time together yesterday in preparation for the show. And just, you know, being old friends, just having a blast together. And so we're definitely looking forward to just having a super, super awesome time on Friday. And you all feel free to like his new business fan page at Fairway Auto Sales and also friend him on Facebook at Kevin Dorsey also so you can get more information. So, you know, I just love talking about business anyway, so we're combining business and sports on Friday. Kevin was like, I want to be a guest on the Sports Day, Friday on Sports Edition. And it's so weird, I knew that. I already knew this, so looking forward to that. So giving you all, like, an inside story about a business that will be opening soon. And so that's really cool. And what I hear is going to be like no other car dealership in the Jackson area. I'm talking about really focused on customer service and providing good products, meaning good vehicles. So you all know I'm on the lookout also of getting a new vehicle. But it's time to talk about love. But before I go any further also, let's take a moment of silence because, you know, yesterday was a year anniversary of Bin Laden being gone, and I was just amazed that seeing the president travel to Afghanistan yesterday and also Mitt Romney visit to New York City. But in the midst of all the political excitement, here right here in the local area of Jackson, Mississippi, we had a heartbreak. We lost a local law enforcement officer in the city of Pearl. Three police officers were injured yesterday. Some of you might have seen it on national and international news where three Pearl, because when I first heard the news, I thought it was JPD officer. And you all know that I am friends with and acquainted with many law enforcement on all levels. and especially with all those JPD and surrounding areas. A lot of my friends are in law enforcement and work for FBI and so on. But I heard the news. I was like, oh, my God, not a JPD officer. But it's so sad because Pearl is Racine County is a county that's very dear to my heart. And Pearl lost this is their first officer to ever lose in the line of duty. And so I just send prayers and much love to the mayor, Mayor Brad Rogers, and the entire city of Pearl. And if you all are familiar, if you're wondering, like, where's Pearl? Well, you know, a lot of tragedy happened in Pearl. It was national news in the late 90s when Luke Woodham went berserk and killed his mother and shot up the school and fellow students. So when that happened at Pearl High School. So this horrific incident happened in Pearl, Mississippi. The criminal did get shot and killed also. It was a domestic call, and the three officers went into the residence, and the criminal just sprayed on them, and three officers were injured, and one died, and sadly, and he was a former professional baseball player. He used to play for the Houston Astros. So we'll talk more about him also on Friday. And also, one officer is still in the hospital, but I think he's recovering. He's out the woods. He's doing pretty good. So let's just take a moment of silence for the city of Pearl. And the city of Pearl, if you keep up American Idol, and Skylar Lane is one of our homegirls that we're rooting for, Pearl is right, it's the town, the city, right next to the city of Brandon. I mean, my son is buried in Brandon. You all know I've been married before, but before when my first husband and I were just boyfriend and girlfriend, we had a son. So my son, who will be 23, Mother's Day is coming up. He is buried in Brandon. But Skylar Lane is from Brandon. So Brandon and Pearl are in the same county of Rankin County. So, this is just something. So let's take a moment of silence just, for that and for all other bad things that have happened. You know, we just need to be in prayer and support one another regardless, okay? Because there's so much going on. We're looking at the president and the GOP candidate Romney do good things regarding the celebration year anniversary of Bin Laden. Then there's like things going on within our communities, good, bad, and not so bad, not so good stuff in between. But this is a sad thing that has happened, and then it's so sad too when I see my friends in law enforcement just. You know, they're really like, oh, my God, this is so sad. It's a sad day, you know. So just take a moment of silence. Let me go ahead and be quiet so we can talk more about love and life. And shout out to all the listeners and supporters because that was the silence. Supporters and listeners worldwide, we are approaching 60,000 views. Literally, I mean, that is just amazing. I would be happy if I had 600 views, to be honest. So thank you so much. Thank you for helping me develop the show. Thank you for providing me with such amazing topics. Thank you for being guests. Thank you for being in the chat room. Remember, create your listener profile also. But sometimes this might be your first time listening, so you might want to know who were the songs. Titles and the singers. The song XO was by India Morrell. She is one of my fellow blogtalkradio.com cohorts. Matter of fact, her show, Dollhouse Radio, is one of the shows besides Lil Flip's show that he used to have on here and Brian Cuban, Smart Cuban's brother, and Dallas-based attorney Revolution Rant. Their shows are shows that I was an avid listener to and still love to listen to. Their shows are shows that inspired me to create my show. So it's real important for me to shout them out and, you know, say thank you for inspiring me because those, the Flip Show was amazing and I definitely love India, Sexy India and Brian Cuban's show, Revolution Rant. They have amazing guests and it's just, you know, they're just good shows. So going to go ahead because I think I've talked enough. I just wanted to do that. And my cousin and I, we shouted out London and Paris and other overseas countries because, like I said, my cousin is a jet setter. But I have friends that I've grown up with who live overseas, either for military reasons or personal reasons or professional reasons. But then I have also my online friends who are amazing and those that I network with professionally. Just from Monday, I've received new friends, those in broadcast and media and so on. So I want to shout out my new friends outside the States. Those in the States also, but outside the state, thank you for so much love because it's morning time here. It's 5:30 here where I am in Central Standard Time. But then I know it's like my it's afternoon and evening in other places. So thank you so much. In some places, I am like a late night show. So thank you. And competing with some of the best in their countries. So thank you so much for your support. Not that I'm competing, but thank you. You like listen to me while you're maybe watching your favorite show or instead of listening to someone local. So I really appreciate the love. I really do. So, you know, keep emailing me and keep networking with me online. Just amazing. Like I said before, I talked to my cousin. Hey, next time my cousin travels to London or Paris, you all let me know, you know. Let me know. Maybe she'll let me tag along with her, you know. Okay. But let's talk. We have 7 minutes until, you know, live streaming complete, but then we have 10 to 15 more minutes, so we have close to 30 minutes to talk about love and life and a lot of things. And, again, what I was about to say, didn't get a chance to wish Wim and Kate a happy one-year anniversary. You all know how much I love the Royals. I devoted so many shows to their wedding last year. So just shout-out, one-year anniversary. They're still a young married couple, but how many of you are so ready to see a – you know, a heir. I know I am. And speaking of heirs and babies, shout out to Jessica Simpson and her fiance for the birth of their baby girl. I think her name is Maxwell Drew Johnson. So, and I think she weighed like 9 pounds. I'm not surprised because Jessica had really ballooned up, right? But she's one of my favorite people. I've loved her since the beginning. And she and her fiance look so happy together. So congratulations to them. So let's talk to my cousin is online. So let's talk to Cousin Linda, author of Myrna's Adventure. Good morning.
Good morning, Cousin Bethany.
Good morning. My apologies for Gavin, but I know you have heard about the bad news we had regarding an officer being dying, getting killed in the line of duty. Thank you for joining.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Like I said, I'd only do this for you, nobody else. And I was concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was on hold, and I didn't hear anything except music. And I said, well, I don't know if she's going to be up and broadcasting live or not, but I hung in there with you.
But I play music at the beginning. The instrumental that you hear is sung by one of my dear friends, Morris Mills. He lives in Chicago, and he is from Tyler, Texas, but he and I met here in Jackson. If you remember Frank's Biscuits, we met at Frank's at a poetry slam in the late 90s and been friends and supporters and have written songs together forever. So he told me, hey, you can use my this instrumental, because I loved it so much, as your theme song. So that's the song that you hear all the time. We should probably get a new one real soon by my friend Morris Mills. He's an amazing R&B singer. So I have to email you some of his music because he's just amazing. He has done covers of Prince songs, and he really have a lot of original music. But he has a cover of Little Red Corvette that is just amazing.
I love Little Red Corvette. That was one of my favorites.
And that's my favorite, too. And the next song is a song about a favorite reggae group that I love based in L.A., and they're called Dread Days. I think you like reggae, too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I have to send you some of their music also, because I have just fallen in love with those guys. It's an amazing multicultural reggae band based in L.A. And the next is a fellow host here on the show, the song XO by India Morrell. She is a former adult entertainer, film star, but she is a talented vocalist now. She hosts a radio show and has other business ventures now, but she does not deny it, but a lot of her fans know that she's a former adult entertainer film star, but she's an amazing person. And her show is pretty good, too. It airs on Tuesday and Saturday nights.
Oh, well, I'll have to check her
people
out,
hear too. Adult star, film star, they're like, huh? But it's like I know the past, the person now, and she's real open and honest, and she has amazing gifts from people from business, sports, entertainment, and, of course, from that industry on her show.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I hear some things, I'm like, wow, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But her music is amazing. She can really sing. So I play that song because her other songs, you can imagine, are explicit. So that's one song that's without, you know, a lot of explicit. I can rate the shows to different levels. So like when I have certain guests, especially rap artists who, you know, have explicit language in their music, I have to, you know, rate it for, like, parental suggestions or guidance. And sometimes when we talk sports, have to rate it because you know how we sports fans are.
Mm-hmm.
Let our language flow.
A lot of the sports guys themselves, you know, they can get kind of violent on the field or on the basketball court.
Exactly.
And then when they're giving interviews, you know, some of the language can get a little raunchy.
Exactly. So sometimes I have to think, okay, wait a second. This interview, the language might be a little too kind of hurtful to the ears. But today we want to talk about love and life. And you said you would call back and share some advice.
I can't give any advice being divorced, so I don't want to try to give any advice to anyone. But I have remained friends with my exes. My ex-husband and I, you know, Glenn Oliver, we're still good friends. He's over in Vicksburg, and he calls about 3 or 4 times a week. And he has a job that brings him to Shreveport a lot, and he kept saying he was going to drive over here to Dallas and visit, but he hadn't driven over yet.
I wondered if he'd have visited Dr. Al Ahmad yet.
He was supposed to, because he asked me for Dr. Ahmad's information, and I gave it to him, and I don't know. You know, I think it's, a lot of people have a little apprehension about acupuncture. Because I know I did, but the pain that I was in, I think I would have gone to see anybody. I don't care what kind of needles they had or which doctor or whoever. But the needles are so hair fine, like you don't really feel them. Every now and then it might touch a nerve and you get a little sting, but it's virtually painless.
Wow. Yeah, because I think I would like to visit him, but you said you've been painless ever since. Your first
pain-free.
And that's better than being on prescription medicine.
Yeah, because I was reading a lot of health information last night, and they were talking about fibromyalgia, you know, which I told you I think that's what I was suffering from. And it showed symptoms and diagnosis and all that. And then they talked about what medications you could get or alternatives, because this was an alternative health website, HSI or something, and they gave a lot of alternatives to these prescription drugs. Because, you know, prescription drugs, it's the side effects that scare me.
Exactly. And some over-the-counter also. You are so right. The prescription drugs, they might help with the ailment, but then the side effects are so scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then even with some health supplements, because I take a lot of health supplements, and especially weight loss health supplements, you have to be careful, you know, with taking even over-the-counter medicine.
Supplement stuff,
I love supplements. I'm just talking about, like, when weight loss supplements say, well, watch out for these side effects, definitely watch out for those side effects, and if you experience those side effects, stop taking it. You just have to find something else new and y'all just work hard.
Well, I tell you what, I took, and I don't know if it was so much as weight loss, but I did lose weight, and that was that dual action cleanse.
Uh-huh.
This guy used to have that 30-minute infomercial talking about it.
Yes.
And I've taken that, yeah, about three times, and it will, you know, well, I don't know if I can say this, but it will clean you out real good. And that helps, yeah, well, that helps you lose weight. And I really like dual action cleanse, and I didn't have any problems with it, no side effects at all.
Yeah, I think most cleanses are okay. Yeah,
because
I've been in Michael's cleanse. I've been experiencing the side effects from hers, and also recently I love Bethany Frankel. Matter of fact, I love Bethany Frankel before she became a reality star, when she was making appearances on like morning shows talking about healthy eating. But
mm-hmm.
Bethany has a Skinny Girl Daily, like supplement line, and I've been on her line for like a month and experienced no side effects, and I feel good, and then have been receiving compliments from others. So yeah, now Sensa, I love Sensa, it worked for me, but I experienced side effects. And Patty Singer, the Millionaire Matchmaker herself, hooked me up with that because she and I like to network with her. And her, you know, just her basic, her everyday advice is good just for the average person, not people that just want to get with a millionaire, but, you know, just everyday advice. And so Sensa, that's how she lost weight from Sensa.
I've been seeing Sensa.
But if you haven't seen my sister, Beverly, recently, she experienced no side effects. She and her daughter, Nicole, and
mm-hmm.
they have lost a lot of weight and look amazing. And it's because of Sensa.
I think I'll try, because I was a little apprehensive about trying it. I was worried about side effects, and it looked like it was just too good to be true. You just sprinkle this stuff on your food, and I said,
it
got to be something wrong.
Something about sprinkling
and
it, and then it just all of a sudden, it's just something it does in your senses, in your nose. It's just something that triggers you to like not want to take another bite.
That's what I experienced. I'm not overweight or anything, but I could, you know, like everybody else, I could shed about 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try since. How long do you have to stay on it before you start losing weight?
Just maintaining your weight and just eating healthy, probably not, just not long. Just because she also has, like, a mix that you can, like, mix in water. She has, like,
mm-hmm.
little mixers and so on, too, along with the program. So you probably could just get, like, a one-month supply to utilize every once in a while since you're just maintaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we have listeners that need to gain weight, and I've been there, done that. Lord knows. Wanting to gain weight is just as bad as wanting to lose weight. Believe me.
I've been there, done that. Yeah, because back in my day, I was a little skinny rail.
Exactly. And see, like I tell like I'm telling you all, those of you that don't know Linda, but those of you that do know Linda, know I'm telling the truth. She's 30 years younger than what she is. And so she's at a good weight. Like she said, she doesn't need to lose or gain, maybe 5 pounds or so. And that's because it's summertime.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I want to get in my tight white pants.
Exactly. So, yeah, order you some Sensa. It does work.
Okay.
But like I said, I experienced side effects. You might not. My sister didn't, and her daughter either. And they look amazing. And you see results immediately, because the short time I used it, I saw results. Because I even bragged to Patty myself and telling her I'm loving this. But then I told her I did start experiencing side effects, but my sister, I gave my sister the remainder of mine. She already was using it, so I gave her the remainder of mine. Because you really should listen to your body when you're taking.
Yes.
So,
yes,
know,
I do. Mm.
And I do tell my doctor also, my OBGYN, when I'm taking certain things. Because, I talk about my experience. The fibroids are healing, and they're healing because of a health supplement called Fibrovan. And I know mine was small, and a smaller case than you, most people, but definitely worse. And I was sold on Fibrovan because of the success stories I've heard from people that really suffered from fibroids and cysts. So I'm like, okay. I was excited to take, if I was going to have surgery, a myomectomy, because I was like, okay, new technology, robotic system. But praise God, from prayer and God and finding Fibervan, a natural health supplement, I look like I won't have to have surgery.
Wonderful.
So holistic, living a holistic lifestyle is definitely important, right, Linda?
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more.
But I'm glad you brought up that point about being friends with exes and if it's ex-boyfriends or husbands. I'm glad you brought that up because I do talk about that a lot on this day, especially because this is about marriage, love, dating, and so on. So I think it's good. A lot of people need to hear that. I mean, I have been friends with my first husband forever, but, well, his new wife, she does not want us to have any type of contact with one another. But we, even though it was turbulent when we first broke up, we did eventually became friends again, and so we've always been supportive of each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do, you know, respect his new wife. This is his third wife. He's been married like a couple times since me. But we did maintain a friendship, but I wasn't aware that his new wife, that he has kids with, also he had kids with his second wife and had kids with his current wife. I assume they're still together. But I had puppies that I wanted to buy a new home for a couple of years ago, and I asked a relative of his to tell he and his wife that I had some puppies that I need to quickly get a home for because I didn't want them to go to the animal shelter here in the city because they might get euthanized. And I was it was waiting list forever for the no-kill shelters, and his wife just went off on me. So I didn't know she felt that way anyway because I usually send holiday cards and so on. So it is important for people to know that. But I'm friends with other exes, ex-boyfriends. Now, my strange husband, we have no contact. And only because, you know, that's my lawyer. Shout out to Jay Lucas and Big D. My lawyer can handle all that. I have had no contact with him. He might have had some type of contact with me, but we're not on any type of contact. I'm looking forward to finally being legally single and just celebrating. And you heard me talking to my listeners, maybe you'll let me tag to London or Paris with you.
Yes, you are welcome to go.
That's important for this party and have fun and network and make money.
Oh,
but
definitely.
I think it's important to maintain if you can be civil, and especially those that have kids. But I know
exactly.
With you and Mr. Glenn, and I loved him amazing, you all had Henri. And so that was that took
uh-huh.
me in when
we
you all
what?
Had Henri.
Huh.
It took me when you two had Henri, your son Henri.
Oh yes, my little precious
Henri. You know, animal lovers listening to the show also. So Henri was so important to all of us.
And in fact,
let me tell you a little bit about Henri.
Yeah, in fact, you and your little niece Dietra always called him Cousin Henri.
That was Cousin Henri.
Uh-huh.
And whenever there was a family event, bring Aunt Cousin Henri.
Exactly. And I remember one time we were over to your house, Beth, for Thanksgiving dinner, and your mother was late putting the food out. And, I mean, we had been sitting around about an hour and a half just starving to death, waiting for your mother to serve the food. So finally when she said, it's ready, y'all can eat, and we were making a line, Henri shot to the front of the line. And then Cousin Sharon.
Tears to my eyes.
Cousin Sharon said, now, Henri, you just get back at the end of the line. And it's like he knew what she was saying because he went to the end of the line. And I told him, I said, baby, don't you worry. I said, your mama, I was next in line. I said, your mama is next in line, and I will get you some food. But that was so funny. Sharon hollered at him, and he went to the end of the line. Like he knew exactly what she was saying.
Now, we're talking about a white toy poodle, you guys, that lived to be, what, 17?
16. Well, 15, actually. Yeah, it was right before his little 16th birthday.
Yes. Henri was just an amazing pooch, and he was not, or he was humanistic, like she said before. And I remember that celebration when Mom said, it's time for, to eat, and Unreese definitely went to the front of the line.
Yeah, he did.
Funny, and he was so happy. Like, okay, goody. So, non-animal lovers are probably saying, oh, my God, but the audience is filled with animal lovers worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So
and they
definitely relate to what we are saying.
Yeah,
wow,
they especially.
Wow, you're making me really think. So you're going to have to, I have some pictures of Henri, but you will definitely have to email me some pictures of you and Henri to share.
Okay, and you know you're.
I would be getting requests.
Oh, and you know he had his little wardrobe too. He had his little sweaters and raincoat and a little corduroy coat.
And I loved it when he was invited to the grand opening of a big, hotel or something. He was invited to in an A-list event in Dallas. What was that he was invited to?
I can't remember, Beth, but I do
it
remember
was
that he,
some way his name ended up on the invite list.
It did, and
I think you went to the event anyway, but Henri
received
the invitation.
Yeah, and look, and he also had, he was a card-carrying member of the Republican Party. Now, how he got that, I don't know. It just came in the mail one day. And he also had a charge account with Fiji's, the people that sell candy and cookies and all that kind of stuff. He had a charge account. I'm like, I don't know where all this stuff is coming from, but we took advantage of it.
Celebrity boots. It's amazing. But, yeah, that is good advice that you share. But, you know, I know many of us that probably have not. It's springtime, and I was like, okay, let's talk about what fun things to do for singles and couples too during the springtime. And I know you love to travel, but
a cruise would be a good thing for couples.
Yeah, and for singles too, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but if you're single on a cruise, I would recommend that you either take a cruise dedicated to singles. Try to have a companion to go with you. A cruise, to me, can be a kind of lonely place if you don't really know anyone. Now, they a lot of times can kind of hook you up with somebody, but you don't want to be paired up, to me, on a cruise with somebody that you don't know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Especially your first cruise. I would recommend a cruise dedicated to singles or take a companion with you or maybe like three or four girlfriends or something. That would be great.
Okay, but that's good advice, yeah. Because singles, girls, like a girls' night out, a girls' cruise.
Yeah, and a lot of times singles will advertise, cruises will advertise themselves as singles, but you'll find that there are way more women than men on the cruise.
So, and then the purpose of people, singles, really, they want to meet the opposite sex 9 times out of 10.
Right.
Unless it is a cruise specifically for, you know, the LGBT community, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
and they have a lot of networking.
To make. So when calling cruise lines to make reservations for cruises for singles, men and women, be sure to find out if it's going to be like a balance of the sexes. Because people want to mingle with their own, but their purpose is probably to interact with the opposite sex when you go on a singles cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it looks like now you have to really be careful. You know, people coming up missing or falling overboard. And
isn't that scary? Because I've never been on a cruise. I've been to the Nassau Bahamas twice, but I didn't cruise. And I won a cruise a few years ago, but I didn't get a chance to